Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Coming up, further overnight rioting in Belfast as Northern Assembly set to reconvene to discuss the crisis.
All political parties in the North reject racism and Islamophobia.
A man is due in court this morning, charged with the murder of Dana Walsh in Cork on Friday. But first up this morning, there was further violence in Belfast overnight as police officers were attacked when rioters again attempted to set fire to a shop owned by a foreign national in South Belfast. Petrol bombs were thrown at police during the incident. Members of the Northern Ireland Assembly will reconvene this week in the wake of the rioting in the city over the weekend. A special meeting of Stormont will be held on Thursday to discuss violent disorder following an anti-immigration protest. SDLP MLA for South Belfast, Matthew O'Toole, says political unity is needed.
It's welcome news that the Assembly is going to be recalled this Thursday. It's important that we send a clear, unified political message that all political parties in the North reject racism and Islamophobia and the kind of thuggery and violence that we saw on the streets of Belfast on Saturday.
People Before Profit MLA for West Belfast, Jerry Carroll, is calling for a financial package for those who have had their livelihoods destroyed.
Too often we've heard you've had their businesses destroyed by these kind of actions. It's taken a struggle to get compensation from the insurance company. They've had to fight an uphill battle to get that. So Stormont needs to put their money where their mouth is. If they really abhor this type of violence, they need to offer some kind of financial support to these people.
Fireworks, stones, glass bottles and bricks have been thrown in Plymouth in another night of unrest and disorder in the UK. Riot police line the streets in the city centre trying to keep two rival groups apart, a week on from the Southport knife attack in which three young girls were killed. Officers were also targeted. Sky's Dan Whitehead was there.
You still have hundreds of people on the street throwing dangerous missiles at each other. Not a firework there going off. If it wasn't for the barrier in the centre of this road, they'd have a real difficulty, the police.
Yesterday, the British Prime Minister promised a so-called standing army of specialist officers to deal with the crisis. A man is due in court this morning, charged with the murder of Dana Walsh in Cork on Friday. 29-year-old Adam Corcoran will appear in court via video link, having been remanded in custody on Sunday.
Adam Corcoran of John Berry House, Middleton, was arrested on Friday and charged with the murder of his partner, Dana Walsh. The 27-year-old mother of two was found with serious injuries in her apartment in Middleton on Friday and passed away at the scene. Detective Garda Cormac O'Brick said Mr. Corcoran replied no comment when the charge was put to him at a special sitting of Mallow District Court on Sunday. Bail can only be granted in the High Court for a murder charge, and Judge Philip O'Leary remanded him in custody to appear again via video link this morning.
Bangladesh's Prime Minister has resigned and fled to India following weeks of deadly protests in the country. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and her sister took a military helicopter to India's eastern state of West Bengal, according to media reports. Thousands of people have stormed and looted her official residence. At least 95 people, including 14 police officers, died in clashes in the capital on Sunday, while hundreds more were injured. Aid agencies are calling for international humanitarian law to be observed if violence in the Middle East escalates. Irish citizens in Lebanon have been strongly advised to leave the country after leaders in Beirut and Tehran vowed to revenge against Israel over strikes last week. Médecins Sans Frontières say their staff in Gaza have been subjected to multiple attacks since October 7th. MSF Ireland Executive Director Isabel Simpson says humanitarian staff should be protected.
In a conflict situation, both warring parties must respect and protect hospitals and healthcare workers and humanitarian workers to allow the humanitarian assistance and the medical care to be provided to those in need.
Malicious espionage is targeting Ireland as a weak spot as part of a greater effort by some foreign states to weaken the European Union, according to an expert. Michael McElgunn of the Garda Security and Intelligence Bureau said some countries, including Russia, have been found to be actively engaging in spycraft in Ireland with a malign intent. Security and defence analyst Declan Power says they are vying to create division within individual EU member states through disinformation campaigns about social issues.
Within the European Union, if we represent a weak spot, shall we say even morally, if the Irish population were to become significantly anti-migration, that would represent a big problem within the European Union and could have a knock-on effect. There are countries within the European Union that are not is on side with the general stance taken by most EU members. Hungary is a good example in its attitude to migration and indeed its attitude to Putin's aggression in Ukraine.
350 new cases of multiple myeloma are diagnosed in Ireland every year, and calls are being made for the establishment of a detailed database to track incidence and management of the disease. Multiple myeloma in Ireland is running Miles for Myeloma throughout the month of September as a fundraising campaign to highlight the symptoms of the disease. Anne Fleming, vice chair of the charity, says the blood cancer could affect any age.
It affects people probably over 60, 60 plus is generally, but we're seeing more and more people being diagnosed who are younger in the last number of years.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day again with us tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need at newstalk.com.